The Department of the Interior is disbursing $7 million to offices throughout the country for Indigenous-led conservation projects. The Indian Youth Service Corps initiates public service projects to benefit Native communities that are also run by Native young adults. In South Dakota, the program is hosted through an agreement between Conservation Legacy's Ancestral Lands Program and a little-known arm of the National Park Service called the Rivers, Trails, and Conservation Assistance Program. David Thompson is its regional program manager.
So we provide free professional assistance for a year's time frame. And so we come in as planners and help those communities through that process to really get those projects off the ground.
Communities can apply for this assistance. And Thompson says current projects include building an Indigenous outdoor classroom at a Sioux Falls Elementary School, renovating a trail with the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe, and developing an outdoor recreation area in Kyle on the Pine Ridge Reservation. A second South Dakota Corps member coordinates cultural events with local tribes in Wind Cave National Park. Much of this work, especially the outreach, is done by Indian Youth Service Corps members who benefit from a good-paying job, typically after college, and a professional development opportunity. Thompson says after a year of service, a unique public lands hiring authority can work toward converting Corps members into permanent staff.
We need to always be diversifying and strengthening our workforce, and definitely diversifying our workforce is going to improve the National Park Service in the future.
According to the Park Service, 2.5% of its 2020 employees were Native Americans, almost twice the proportion of Native Americans in the general U.S. population. I'm Kathleen Shannon, reporting for Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.